Next bracha is Ayze Yisrael Bigvura, who girds Klal Yisrael with strength. Suddenly we start referring to Klal Yisrael specifically. There's something unique about what we're about to do. Wearing a belt. And that's kind of strange because loads of people wear belts. The difference is, they wear a belt as either a fashion accessory or to keep the trousers up. The reason why we wear a belt is not just that. So the Gemara tells us there has to be a hefsek shleihe liba raya es ha'erva. There needs to be a physical barrier, a physical separation between one's heart and one's private parts. The upper part of our body, far more spiritual, refined. The bottom part of our body, more coarse and sensual. And therefore there needs to be that gap between them in order to protect the way that we think. We can't be driven and motivated by the lower parts of our body. It needs to be our head that leads and not the bottom part of our body. And so certainly for tefillah, there's a halacha, there needs to be a gap between the two. And every Bris Mila says, or Schwab, we make the bracha. We say, Tzava lahatzal, you did the shereini mishachas lam brisa shesam bifsareini. We ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decree to save the friendship of our bodies from the destruction for the sake of the covenant that is established with our flesh. Bris Mila creates a covenant, a bris, a friendship, and an understanding that the human aspect is to dominate the animal aspect of our bodies. So at a bris, we daven that this harmonious combination forming the Jewish male be preserved from destruction. The sensual drive, the sexual drive, is incredibly strong. It has the ability to build and it has the ability to destroy. Gemara refers to it as an Eva Katan Ba'adam. But this Eva Katan, the small organ, has the ability to control, has the ability to literally dominate one's life if itself is not controlled. And that's what Kedusha is. The Rambam says the definition of Kedusha is the Nitzachan of the Seichel over the Guf. So our mind, our brains, our Seichel is calling the shots rather than the chemical impulses coming from other parts of our body. This is the idea of Gvura. Eze hu gibra kovesh esitzro, strongest, real strength, doesn't come from weightlifting. It's moral strength. It's emotional strength. It's fortitude. It's courage. It's when the decision-making process takes place in our brain. And we're not driven or motivated by lust, by these chemical impulses that are driving us towards animalistic behaviors. And this strength of dominance was given to Klal Yisrael through Torah and Mitzvahs. This is the Gvura that we're referring to in our bracha. We'll say it more in the next bracha of Ayte Yisrael B'Sifara. Tefillin have so much of a part to play in that. But realizing as we go into our day, a day that will be fraught with challenges, challenges to Kedusha, the idea of wearing a belt, of realizing that there's a gap between the lev and the erva. Because the bottom part of the body is exactly that. It's meant to stay in its physical place. It's meant to be subservient to our spiritual needs and our spiritual desires. It's meant to be kept in check and kept in control. That's a bracha that we make every day, along with it, a tefillah for siyata d'shmaya, that we should really be gibayrim and be able to be kovish ayetza on a daily basis.